Good morning. Welcome to Arts and More on WMUK, bringing you arts and culture from Southwest Michigan. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Next weekend, Theater Kalamazoo is putting on its 6th annual New Play Festival. At the festival, playwrights do script-in-hand run-throughs of their latest work and get audience feedback. For today's show, I talked with Steve Pfeffer about what we can expect this year. He's a Western Michigan University Associate Professor of Playwriting and co-organizer of the event. Let's talk about the festival's guest artist, playwright Adam Simkowitz. I know that he's written things like Hearts Like Fists, Clown Bar, Pretty Theft, Nerve, and several other plays. He's a member of the Dramatists Guild and Writers Guild of America, and he's also won 2 Le Comte de Noy Awards. How did you decide on this year's guest artist?
The choice of Adam, I think, has to do with he's a really challenging writer. I think some of the theatricalities he works with are really distinct. He sent us a couple of plays, but one of them that we're looking at right now that we're considering doing, it's an immersive theatrical event. And in his conception of the play, I don't know if we're going to be doing this, but in his conception of the play, members of the audience would be chosen to take the leads in the play. And someone would be following them around and whispering in their ear. And the audience separates and sees 3 different plays, in a sense, or 3 different moments in the play before they all come together. And so this is a new play he's working on. To what extent we could do all this because it's a reading is more difficult, but I think he wants to hear the play. But that's the kind of, you know, that's what they give that award you mentioned for. No, he's a really challenging and writer. He's literary manager at Juilliard, so he's a playwright who just knows a lot of playwrights and sees a lot of good work. So the combination of the fact that he does do such challenging, innovative work, the fact that he's so knowledgeable about plays and playwriting in the contemporary scene made him, I think, a really good guest for us.
The setup of this year's festival is very interesting, where we only have 1 one-act play, and all of the rest are 10-minute plays.
Right.
You know, how did that come about?
In terms of the plays that we got, I think in the selection process was just a really good batch of 10-minute plays this year. And then the theaters that could say do a big one-act like the Civic were less available, say, this year. Not that they wouldn't do it necessarily, but this way we're able to involve more playwrights and we like the 10-minute plays. Playwrights can submit a 10-minute or a one-act. So in some cases, we may have 1 act and a 10-minute from the playwright, but went with the 10-minute.
So one play that sticks out to me is Lyrical Invasion by Vaughn Washington Sr., and this is actually a commissioned piece from Theater Kalamazoo, the organization that's putting on the Playfest. You know, why commission this work?
This is another aspect of the festival that's evolved over the 5 or 6 years that we've done it. And, you know, we have so much playwriting talent in Kalamazoo. People are working as professional playwrights, you know, like I do, like Vaughn does, other people. And it was an opportunity to reach out to people for a new play. Again, in keeping with the theme of the festival, we wanted a new work, something written for us. And that's become, again, you know, something to build an evening around. Like, we're very excited to have a new play by Vaughn. It's just always so terrific to work with. And it's a really exciting contemporary piece about the origins of race and how one imagines their ancestry and both the importance of sort of understanding where one comes from, but also understanding that that's not always so simple. And so we have a play about that from Vaughn that I think is really engaging and theatrically exciting and also, you know, very thought-provoking.
So since we only have 1 one-act play, let's talk about it.
It's Spendthrift Lovers.
Yeah, Spendthrift Lovers by R.D. Rivers, produced by The Civic.
And to me, this is a play that's all that's great about the festival. It's one of our community playwrights. And it's a play about prostitutes in Hawaii during in the immediate aftermath of the bombing of Pearl Harbor. And it's tonally very wonderful. It's a kind of rallying labor piece, almost, you know, kind of Lysistrata-esque in the withholding of sex from the soldiers for the promise of better working conditions. And but it's both big, historical, funny, and really unique kind of character study about the commitments that one makes in terms of larger social pictures and labor with these group of prostitutes, but also keeping one's own personal commitments. There's a madam and her lover who are of mixed race, and in some ways it's about the way in which the madam is balancing these larger issues of getting what's best for the people who works for her, but also trying to maintain this very intense and difficult personal relationship given the backdrop of Hawaii and World War II.
Are there any other 10-minute plays that really stick out to you this year?
God, I think you asked me that last year, and it's like choosing between my children. Now, but they, I think, again, with the festival, it is the range of work that people will be seeing that I think is most striking. And if you look at the 10-minute festival, the 5 10-minute plays, the range of work from broader but dark comedy to plays that deal with loss. Like, so for example, the play Fly Birdie is about a woman who can't let go of this man who's left her and her daughter who's a young artist. And in, I think the best 10-minute plays, you feel like you've seen a whole life in 10 minutes. And that play really does this. This woman just can't let go of this man who's been, you know, has left her, has left her on her own. And it's about how her daughter, who's a young artist, is trying to move her off that. Rent Cycle, which is about a romance that takes place in a laundromat between two people who may or may not get together. And then you have At the Zoo, which is about a zookeeper and three anthropomorphized animals all dealing with the loss of a child in some regard. And it finds a really amazing stage metaphor for that loss with the individual animals. And Front Porch is about two men discovering what their relationship means. So really different. Sound of Roadkill's about a woman going to get an abortion in Milwaukee and having to deal with choices in her relationship. So the subject matter couldn't be more broad and different, and the tones couldn't be more broad and different. And the fact that they can coexist in the same festival, I think our audiences will really appreciate.
You can see this year's Theater Kalamazoo New Play Festival, February 5th and 6th, at the Epic Center Theater in downtown Kalamazoo. And Pfeffer says if you've never been to the festival before, don't worry. Just because the actors are reading off of a script doesn't mean there's any less movement or emotion.
I was watching At the Zoo, and there's a moment of theatricality with this actor playing a gorilla and clutching this child. Again, it's easy to forget they have scripts. It's so alive. It's everything that is terrific about the theater. The tension in the room in rehearsal is just palpable.
You can find out more about the New Play Festival through the link on our website. I'm Rebecca Thiel. You can hear Arts and More Fridays and Saturdays on WMUK, and check us out online at WMUK.org. Thanks for listening.